The children of Chester, Illinois, avoided the old house wherever possible. Spooky, they called it. And yes, its grotesque state of disrepair made it appear as though only an ill-tempered ghost would live there. But there was another reason neighborhood youngsters steered clear of the house. The owner and sole resident was a creepy old man named Frank Fiegel. Most any day, at one time or another, he'd be found sitting on the stoop outside his house on Holmes Street, angry-faced, arms folded, stony, silent. He had only one eye, did Mr. Fiegel, which, considering his countenance otherwise, only contributed to the chilling impression he made. Those same observers from a distance whispered rumors overheard from parents that Frank Fiegel was a dangerous man. A saloon fighter, somebody had said. And indeed, during his frequent visits in Wybush Tavern, Frank seemed inclined to put up his dukes. And there was another scary town character, Dora Pascoe. That was her name. Dora owned the town general store. In fact, the children were apprehensive of her, too. Sometimes stood at the window transfixed, watching her slender, shadowy figure moving wraith-like behind the store's counter. Now, Mr. J. William Schuchert, there was a fellow the children of Chester really liked. Mr. Schuchert owned and operated the Chester Opera House, the town's movie theater. He maintained his rotund physique by sending employees out to fetch hamburgers between shows. And among those employees was a young fellow named Elsie Seagar. He had been hired to run the movie projector. That was most of 100 years ago, but Elsie was ambitious, and with the money he earned at Mr. Schubert's theater, he paid for a correspondence course in art. Burgeoning success would take that young man to Chicago and to New York and beyond. But he never outdistanced his memories of hometown Chester, Illinois, including those of colorful town characters like feisty Frank Fiegel and slender Dora Pascoe and portly Bill Schuchert. And through Elsie's art, you know them too. For they are transformed in the soft light of retrospect. But you have met hefty, hamburger-loving J. William Schuchert, whom you know as J. Wellington Wimpy, and you would recognize the tall, thin shopkeeper with her hair in a tight black bun, Dora Pascoe, whom you know as Olive Oil. But did Elsie Seeger ever paint the portrait of that creepy, one-eyed old man? Well, not quite, because Elsie added a touch of sweetness to Frank Fiegel, the wiry, pugnacious, pipe-smoking gent with the jutting chin. Today in Chester, Illinois, population 5,200, in the old movie theater where Elsie once worked, there is a museum and a gift shop devoted to the cartoon world he created and personally illustrated. But now you have caught at least a glimpse of the townspeople who, in a way, still populate that world, the inspirations for the cartoon characters generations have grown to love. For most among them, feisty Frank Fiegel, who became in almost every way an obstinate, spinach-eating sailor man named Popeye. Now you know the rest of the story.